This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Here.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. I am Councilman Penrose Hollins. I'm the President Pro Tem, and I'm sitting instead of President Bullock, who's away on a family emergency. We'll move on to the approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting held on Tuesday, January 28th?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. We'll move on to announcements. Are there any announcements from members of County Council? Seeing none, I will announce that members of the public will be allowed 3 minutes to speak on each item on our agenda. We have a yellow light. We'll let you know the time when your time is running out. And also, each member of the public will have an opportunity at the end of the meeting to bring forth any item of interest to the County Council. We'll move on to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 14019, the base tax penalty on 4605 Claremont Court, tax parcel number 08-042-20122-C0255.
Ordinance 14019 will be considered at the Tuesday meeting of February 25th at our council meeting. We'll move on to reports and reports from select and special committees. Special Services, is there Councilman Cartier?
Do we have a meeting?
No.
I don't know. Did you?
No.
Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. Today's Administrative Finance Committee meeting, we were very pleased to learn that for the 24th year, our Department of Finance has won and I'm scanning to read the correct award, is won the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award from the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada, once again testifying to the excellence of our professionals who manage our county finance department, and truly working with them is a privilege, and they do a great job for the public in Newcastle County. Also on under the agenda today in finance, we had the authorization of 10 purchase order contracts from the Department of Community Services for library books and materials to go to various county libraries, and this is a regular activity. We fund updating our collections and getting new materials for our libraries. We also, those are the two resolutions under ordinances. We have one to abate a penalty at 18 Drexel Road, where a constituent had a different amount in the numeric line versus the written line on the check, and we intend to address that with further legislation down the road. Also, under other ordinances, Councilman Tackett has an ordinance that allows the extension of tax exemptions for survivors, tax exemptions on our property taxes for survivors of in families, and I'll let him explain the detail on that when he gets to that in the agenda. Also, another great ordinance tonight on finance we discussed extensively. We're going to have $500,000 from the Federal Home Loan Bank of Pittsburgh for the affordable housing program on the Route 9 corridor, which will go to rehab and stabilize neighborhoods. I believe there's 7 houses that are going to be targeted for rehab and sale. We approved one county council grant request in the amount of $2,500 to the Brandywine After School Prom Committee. We had a vigorous discussion at Revenue Roundtable, concluded an adjournment, and that's my report for the Finance Committee today.
Thank you, Councilman Carrier. Public Safety, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon we conducted our Council Public Safety Committee meeting. We reviewed over three ordinances, one dealing with the state law enforcement assistance grants for various training in our police department, as well as our 800 megahertz system and some enhancements and purchases of new radios for that particular system. We had an excellent meeting, excellent presentation, Director Bryant, Chief Setting, Chief Miller, and our emergency management coordinator, Dave Carpenter, was also on board. Director Bryant brought us current on the our emergency medical service class for paramedics, and Chief Miller gave us an overview of the current state of the art with the 800 megahertz radio system, and as we've all heard a lot about the weather, Dave Carpenter gave us the weather forecast.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. I also want to mention the fact that Public Safety Director also brought us up to speed on what the next class will be like for the paramedics, and one of the things that I recognize and appreciate the amount of diversity that this particular class would reflect. The public may or may not know there's been an area of controversy as well as challenge for Newcastle County to have a diverse paramedic force, and for the first time since I've been here in the last 23 years, we've achieved that goal. So I think that the department as well as the county executive, I commend them for their efforts. I'll move on to the executive committee meeting that was held this afternoon. The executive committee meeting, we did discuss one resolution and two ordinances. Resolutions number 14056, which pertain to ban the box, which is also on our agenda tonight. Resolution 14016, which deals with the pay plan of Newcastle County row officers, and it simply means that there's going to be a change in the pay plan from 19 steps to 10 steps, and it only impacts one employee. And we also had resolution number 14017, also dealing with the row officers and the pay plan, and again, we would only change from 19 steps and going back to the 10 steps for the Newcastle County employees. We'll move on to the consent calendar. Are there any items on the consent calendar which may any member of council wants to remove from the consent calendar? Seeing none, the public should be advised if there's anyone from the public who wishes for an item to be removed from the consent calendar, there's a motion to approve it, then the person from the public should therefore state that they want to have an item from the consent calendar moved. The consent calendar simply means that these are items on our calendar, on our agenda, that are non-controversial to council members. But if there's a person in the public who feels that these items should be discussed further, please feel free, and we would remove that item from the consent calendar. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar. Is there a motion to remove with the consent calendar?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 14039, honoring the life of Catherine T. Sheets and expressing
condolences to her family and friends. Resolution 14040, congratulating and commending Sean Albert on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association Kindergarten Fire Prevention Poster Contest. Resolution 14041, congratulating and commending Colin Jeffrey on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association First Grade Fire Prevention Poster Contest. Resolution 14042, congratulating and commending Chad Dole on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association Second Grade Fire Prevention Poster Contest. Resolution 14043, congratulating and commending William Worrell on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association Third Grade Fire Prevention Poster Contest. Resolution 14044, congratulating and commending Zachary Wilson on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association Fire Prevention Contest. Resolution 14045, congratulating and commending Brianna Sharp on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association Fire Prevention Essay Contest. Resolution 14046, congratulating and commending Victoria Davies on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association Fourth Grade Fire Prevention Essay Contest. Resolution 14047, congratulating and commending Lauren Bryan on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association 5th Grade Fire Prevention Essay Contest. Resolution 14048, congratulating and commending Katie Rippon on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association 6th Grade Fire Prevention Essay Contest. Resolution 14049, congratulating and commending Lexi Romine on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association 7th Grade Fire Prevention Essay Contest. Resolution 14050, congratulating and commending John Cohill on achieving first place in the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association 8th Grade Fire Prevention Essay Contest. Resolution 14051, congratulating the Office of Finance for earning a Distinguished Budget Presentation Award from Newcastle County's Comprehensive Annual Budget Summary for 24 consecutive years.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Reddock?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
The consent calendar is adopted. We'll move on to presentations. I believe Councilmember Bell and Councilmember Redder have presentations to make tonight.
Yes, sir, we do. Just to give you a little prelude to our presentation this evening, we have with us this evening the immediate past president of the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association, President Dan Carrier from the Hokeson Fire Company. We also have with us Joe Mullen and Patty Carnivale. They are the co-chairs of the Firefighters Life Safety Committee and have served in that role for the past 10 consecutive years. This evening, we will recognize, you had heard the resolutions being presented, we will recognize several of our younger citizens in Newcastle County, ranging from kindergarten up to 8th grade, for their participation in fire safety education and life safety as far as doing fire posters, as well as essays. It should be noted that the U.S. fire departments responded to an estimated 1,375,000 fires reported in the United States during 2012. The 2013 statistics will soon be released. These fires resulted in $9.8 billion in property loss and the loss of 2,855 civilian fire fatalities, 16,500 civilian fire injuries. We went over the property damage, but there was a civilian fire death in America every 3 hours. There was a civilian fire injury in America every 32 minutes. And there was one residential structure fire reported every 85 seconds in our country. The fire service in their life safety outreach program and fire safety education program conducts these poster contests and essay contests each year with the assistance of their local fire department as well as their school. So this evening we're very pleased. I'd like to ask Councilman Retta to join me. What's fascinating this evening is Councilman Retta, out of all the awards this evening, Councilman Retta had 8 schools in his district that participated and 8 winners in the county's Firefighter Association program. So to begin this evening, we would like to ask President Pro Tem Hollins to come forward, Councilman Retta to come forward, and we will be have Sean Albert and his parents Allison and Nicholas, representatives of the Mill Creek Fire Company, if you would come forward. And Sean Albert's was to identify things in the home that will burn, you. Colin Jeffrey, St. John the Beloved, and that's where Sean Albert is from. We have Stephanie and Robert Jeffrey, they're here with us this evening, parents, representative from Mill Creek Fire Company as well, and Councilman Retta. And we also have a first place winner for Identify Home Fire Hazards, William Worrell. His mother and father, Christina, and William Worrell, their teacher, I believe this is actually the principal, Mrs. Ennis, as well as representatives from Mill Creek and our council representative for the district, Joe Retta. Okay. And I believe we have Mill Creek.
We start out with Sean Albert, and what I'll do is at the end is just recognize that these resolutions honoring the children, their parents, their teachers, their fire department, and the cooperation of their elected officials. And at the each one, at the end of each one of these resolutions, it says, "Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Sean Albert on receiving the first place Newcastle County Fire Prevention Award for kindergarten."
Coaching from my legislative aide over here. This is the Fire Prevention Essay Awards, and from fifth grade, Lauren Bryan from Heritage, her parents Sharon and Eric Bryan, the principal, Mrs. Ennis, Mill Creek Fire Company, and Councilman Joe Retta for fire safety in the kitchen. Then we also have with us this evening, we have Brianna Sharp for Identify Home Fire Hazards, and her mother was unable to be here with us this evening, but her teacher, Mr. Mathias, and also Mr. Wakeman, are here. The principal is here with us this evening, and Representatives Etna Hose, Hook and Ladder, as well as Councilwoman Diller, if you would join us. And then we have John Cohill, St. John the Beloved, Carlene and Carl Cohill, and we also have with us Mill Creek Fire Company and Councilman Joe Retta.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Lauren Bryant on receiving the first place Newcastle County Fire Prevention Award for fifth grade. Congratulates and commends John Cohill on receiving the first place Newcastle County Fire Prevention Award for eighth grade.
Where's Lisa?
Brianna Sharp could not be with us this evening, but as I mentioned, we have principal and teacher, and this is in Councilwoman Diller's district. So now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Brianna Sharp on receiving the first place Newcastle County Fire Prevention Award for her class. Once again, if you would give a round of applause for not only our winning ball, but
thank you very much, Councilman Bell. Are there any other presentations from any other member of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the items removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Moving on to resolutions 14052, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Council Pro Tem Hollins. With Council's approval, I would request that 14-052 and 14-053 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration with one vote.
Second. Second.
We got a second?
Is there a second?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Resolution 14052 to remain the residential, to rename the residential street recorded as Burton Avenue to East Burton Avenue, that segment located between Meadow Lane and Wilmington Road, also known as State Route 9. Resolution 14053 to rename the residential street recorded as Burton Avenue to West Burton Avenue, that segment located between Moores Lane and Arden Avenue.
Councilman Smalley.
Mr. Pro Tem, as I understand it, Ms. Finnegan, my legislative aide, did more than an adequate job in committee in my absence. Therefore, I would just, for by title only, if there are any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Any member of council have a question or comment on these two resolutions? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to council. Any member of the public have a comment or question on these two resolutions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 14052 and Resolution 14053.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14052 and Resolution 14053 is adopted. Moving on to Resolution 14054, Mr. Bell.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Move that Resolution 14-54 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 14054, amend the capital program and budget transfer $225,000 of appropriations and general obligation bond authorizations from the communications upgrade project to the 800 megahertz project.
Councilman Bell.
Thanks, sir. As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comment? Seeing none, I turn to the public. Any member of the public have question or comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14054 is hereby adopted. Moving on to Resolution 14055. Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. Council President Pro Tem. I'd like resolution number 14-055 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 14055 authorizing the execution of 10 purchase order contracts with the Department of Community Services for library books and materials for various libraries in the amount of $49,144.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Yes, in accordance with the whereas clause as part of the ordinance, County Code requires that all contracts involving expenditures of funds in excess of $25,000 in aggregate to one vendor in a fiscal year, which are not competitively bid, be approved by resolution of County Council. And the intent of this resolution is to purchase from the Baker and Taylor Companies library materials to go to Woodlawn Library, Newark Library, Kirkwood Library, Hokesson Library, Brandywine 100 Library, Bear Library, in the amount of $49,144 to, you know, maintain our inventory and materials, lending materials of our county libraries named in the ordinance. And we all know our county libraries are extremely popular and they provide a great service to the residents of Newcastle County.
Are there any comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Any comment or question from anyone from the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 14055.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14055 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 14056 that is co-sponsored by President Bullock and myself. I move that Resolution 14056 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14056 supporting ban the box and the removal of the inquiry regarding criminal background history from initial employment application for certain Newcastle County employees.
Thank you, Madam We did have some discussion earlier this afternoon that I reflected on during my report of the executive committee meeting. This band-the-box resolution is an attempt by Newcastle County to join growing jurisdictions across this country that are finding out that the band-the-box is an impediment to opportunity. Personally, I feel that if we are going to convict folk for crime and they pay their dues to society, we should not forever ban them from opportunities. On the one hand, we say we want to encourage people to be productive citizens. We want to make certain that people have opportunities. We're supposed to be trying to rehabilitate people. And on the other hand, we're denying opportunities to people. And in America, you cannot be a productive citizen without having a job. I think I mentioned this afternoon in our executive committee meeting, what a lot of folk in Newcastle County or in Delaware, quite frankly, don't realize is that Delaware has the highest recidivism rate in the country. And the state that's next to us, we are far ahead of them. So we're locking people up, they're getting out of jail, they're committing crime because they don't have opportunities. And when people don't have legitimate opportunities to make a living, they'll find non-legitimate ways to make a living to survive. So we're locking people up, they're getting out of jail, they're going back to the same communities without any opportunities, and they go back to the same environment that got them in jail in the first place, and they're going back to jail, and we're just having an open-door cycle of people coming to jail, getting out of jail, going back to the community. And hopefully, this is a good first step, but I don't believe that this is the end-all, be-all. I think we really need to have a lot of support from the business community to make certain that we are providing opportunities to folk who qualify. There was questions raised earlier this afternoon by members of council, very legitimate questions, and this particular band-the-box does not apply to any job that's in the public sector as it relates to public safety. Any further comment from members of council? Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I can't think of adding another word. I think you said it all and eloquently. Only I would like to ask if I could be joining you as a co-sponsor.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further comment or question from members of council? Councilman Streak.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem, I conceptually support your comments and I support the resolution. I'm going to vote for it. But I mentioned my concern in the previous meeting. I'm sorry I missed that portion of the meeting today. But I trust, and I'm not going to ask anybody from the administration to come forward now, but I trust that although public safety is not included in this, my concern is that we're making sure we get criminal background checks on anybody that has direct contact with children. And I'm going to support this, but if for any reason I come to the conclusion that we're not getting a criminal background check on anybody working with children, then I certainly intend to bring forward legislation requiring that, even if I'm the only person voting for it.
Thank you, Councilman Street. I'm sorry. That's certainly another legitimate concern, and there were legitimate concerns raised by council members earlier this afternoon at the committee meeting. I don't want anyone to get the impression that county council is going through this with blinders on. We are, in fact, trying to create opportunity at the same time mindful of the safety of children and others that we are vowed to protect. Any other members of council with a comment or question? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Any member of the public have a comment or question, please come forward. Come forward to my left and to your right. Stop with Councilman Smiley. He would take your DNA and you can, and then come forward to speak.
Point of information.
Councilman Smiley has a sign-in sheet. The handsome guy with the tan suit on in the back.
All you got to do is say handsome. You need to stop.
Then she would have been confused. She probably would have walked this way.
Or you could have just said the one on the left with hair.
Council President?
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, and you did say this, but in case there's any other speakers, it's protocol. I'd just like to emphasize what you said, and that was protocol is for the members of the public to walk behind the members of council over to Councilman Smiley's desk.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Proceed.
Good evening, Council. My name is Misty Stevens, and I'm here tonight from the Americans for Democratic Action. And we just want to thank President Pro Tempore Hollins, as well as Council President Bullock, for their support of this resolution, Resolution 14056. I also want to thank Councilman Weiner for deciding to co-sponsor tonight as well. I will go back to the ADA and let them know of that. We thank the Council for supporting so far the ban on the box resolution for non-uniform Newcastle County public employees. This allows qualified Delawareans with criminal history records to compete more fairly for employment. By deferring consideration of an applicant's criminal history from the initial application process, we agree with President Pro Tempore Hollins that we can decrease recidivism for the first state. We're the first state, and therefore we should not be the first state for recidivism, which is a significant problem in our state. Americans for Democratic Action, thank you for your hopeful support tonight. And we understand that this also was an executive order that came from County Executive Gordon. And as I said, thank you to County Executive Gordon as well. Again, we just want to stress, and I will conclude very quickly, that many people who cannot gain meaningful employment because of these restrictions will be able to possibly actually receive some employment and reduce recidivism in the state. This causes otherwise a vicious cycle because they're unable to pay court fines, fees, restitution, which leads to probation violations, which can possibly lead to incarceration, which again leads to the failure to be able to provide for their families or pay back their victims. We truly believe that this bill is a step in the right direction for our criminal justice system, victims, and taxpayers. So we again ask for the Council to support this resolution tonight, and we thank again the County, President Pro Tempore Hollins, as well as Council President Bullock for their support so far, as well as tonight Councilman Weiner. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Simmons. I want to wait for a second in case there's a question for you. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. One question. This is fine, as Council President Pro Tem said, this is fine for the scope of what we can affect. What is the state leadership doing? They can have a much broader impact.
My understanding is that Americans for Democratic Action are also working with the state to have it for state employees as well. We're also working with cities and other counties to have similar for their non-uniformed public employees applications. So we hope that folks can go back to their state representatives and also ask for them to support the resolution or the bill on the statewide level.
Thank you.
Now, let me add to that, Councilman Weiner. State Representative J.J. Johnson is sponsoring the bill, and the governor did mention it in his State of the Union address, as well as a lot of other measures to make certain that we are treating everyone fairly and removing the impediments to an opportunity to earn a living and to be a productive citizen. Councilman Cartier.
I would just like to request that I add my name for co-sponsorship.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Ms. Stevens. Thank you for your support. Thank you very much. Councilman Street?
Well, I'm going to blame Councilman Weiner, but I'm going to get my licks in while I can get them in. You want to know what the state's doing? The state's maintaining a suspension rate 2.5 times the national average out of school to make it impossible for young people to get educated, which causes them to be incarcerated and go to crime. The state's standing idly by where minority students have 40, 50, 60% dropout rates, which leads to crime. The state's standing idly by and closing schools that are helping children and running into court and getting defeated in efforts to close schools when we have some schools and entities that are helping kids. So if you want to know what the state's doing, it's not only doing whatever it's not doing as it relates to ban the box, but it's helping to create problems in the criminal justice system before young people ever reach adulthood. That's what the state's doing.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any further comment from, I believe you may be seated, Ms. Simmons. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Any further comment from members of council? Question, comment? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to council and turn to the public. I just got done with the public. I guess if council has no further comment, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14056 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinances. Ordinance number 14012. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Mr. Council President Pro Tem. I'd like ordinance number 14-012 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14012 to abate penalty on 18 Drexel Road, tax parcel number 06106003 82.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. The substance of this abatement of the penalty on the parcel at 18 Drexel Road is that the property owner wrote the correct amount in the numeric section of check and made the error in the written amount of the check. And so the amount of the abating of the penalty proposed is $30. We had a pretty important discussion in our finance committee today under revenue roundtable, expense and revenue roundtable, about providing additional clauses in our county code for the finance department to administratively approve these things. I intend to go ahead with that ordinance in due time, but tonight there is this special ordinance before you, and I'll take any comments or questions from members of council.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Councilman Weiner?
Yes. I would like to speak to the record as well as my fellow council persons. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but I think it's very important. Let me premise first by thanking Councilman Cartier, Councilman Smiley, and also later on the agenda, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, for including a very important whereas clause. And that is, whereas the express approval of County Council by special ordinance sponsored by a council member in whose district the taxpayer resides, no abatement shall be granted for penalties resulting from categories particularly enumerated in Newcastle County Code 14.05.002, or parentheses B and paren. This is should be the practice rather than the rule. I'm pleased to hear that there'll be a ordinance to compel that this occur. Unfortunately, we see a practice going on. There is a plethora of tax abatement ordinances which have come before us when over the past years before we could count them all on one hand. And as I said, I know from my law practice, what we're seeing here is a business model. It's not illegal, but they simply go to the tax rolls and they find a particular person who they could do a finder's fee for. And they're not particularly worried whether or not it's legal or not. Because council can approve it even if it's not anchored in our county code. The problem about doing that is, and here's where I'm going to read from, right from council to Council Doolin, who sent this to us so many times, but it's important to put on the record once more. November 20th, 2013. Quote, as noted in a whereas clause to Ordinance 11-099, each special ordinance indeed may set precedent and under the Equal Protection Clause require similar treatment for all of those similarly situated period. This requires an examination by the sponsor and or his legislative aide of other special penalty abatement ordinances and, as noted in the whereas clause, a special knowledge of the impact on the county. Even when a constitutional right such as equal protection of the law is not involved, a rational basis must be offered for the penalty abatement. The court will not second-guess a legislative body as to the wisdom or rationality of a particular statute if there is a rational basis for its enactment. The requirement that a written application and documentation be filed with the Office of Finance before any abatement remains in the code and should be obtained before the ordinance is introduced. And I just want to note that we've had a few petitioners come before us whose their major point was, we're nice people, and the court's not going to second-guess us. And if we grant $60 to a little old lady or $600 to a very nice corporate business, then we open up an equal protection hole for a $6 billion claim, for example, any time thereafter. And so, I go back and applaud the three council persons to whom I alluded. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. But don't apologize for sounding like a broken record. It's what we do around here. So that's just part of our job. Any further comment from members of council on ordinance number 14012? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Any public comment on ordinance 14012? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 14012.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 14012 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 14013. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. Move that ordinance number 14-013 be read by title only, placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ordinance 14013, amend the capital budget transfer $225,000 of appropriations and general obligation bond authorizations from the communications upgrade project to the 800 megahertz project.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. This ordinance, if adopted, would authorize the transfer of $225,000 of appropriations and general obligation bond authorizations from the communications upgrade project to the 800 megahertz project. As was presented this afternoon by Chief Miller, this would allow our Public Safety Department Emergency Communications Division to purchase 74 handheld replacement portable radios for our Emergency Medical Services Division, taking advantage of a $1,000 per radio trade-in.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, any comment or questions from members of the public? Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 14013 is hereby adopted. Moving on to ordinance number 14014. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. I move that ordinance number 14-014 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-014, amend the grants budget, appropriate $34,250 in Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, SLEEF, from the State of Delaware Department of Justice to the Department of Public Safety, SLEEF Police Training Grant.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. These funds would be used for the training of approximately 15 officers in the use of new software and the training of officers who are assigned to the evidence detection squad who work in crime scene, evidence detection, and collection.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Are there any comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll move on to the public. Any question or comment from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 14014.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 14014 is hereby adopted. Ordinance number 14015, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Pro Tem. Madam Clerk, would you please read by title and present to Council for consideration and adoption?
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Ordinance 14015 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, Exemption from Real Property Taxation, Section 1103, Filing Frequency, regarding filing deadlines for the 65 or older and disability real property tax exemptions.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Yes, we discussed this upstairs. This is legislation that I'm very honored and privileged to be able to bring forward in support of our seniors. As we explained extensively upstairs and had some discussion, this will enable a surviving spouse to be able to apply so they qualify for the senior tax exemption and receive it even after the filing deadline has passed, given that the spouse had passed away before the filing deadline.
Thank you, Mr. Tackett. This is a good piece of legislation. Are there any other comments from members of council? Mr. Bell.
Mr. President, pro tem, with the authorization of the sponsor, I'd like to serve as a co-sponsor.
Mr. Tackett?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Mr. Bell. Any further comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, we'll turn to the public. Any comment or question from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 14015.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock. Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, by the time the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 14015 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 14016. It's sponsored by Mr. Bullock, and I will be sponsoring this in his stead. Madam Clerk, please read on ordinance number 14016 by title only and put it before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14016, amend the pay plan rates of pay for non-union unclassified service row office employees. Remove the pay plan rates of pay for non-union unclassified service row office employees hired on or after July 1, 2011.
This particular ordinance was discussed earlier in the day. We discussed it upstairs this afternoon in the executive committee meeting. I did report on it earlier today during the report on committee meetings, as well as the next ordinance, which is ordinance number 14017. So I would just say per title. Any comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, any comment or question from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 14016.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Madam 14016 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance 14017, sponsored by President Bullock. Madam Clerk, please read ordinance number 14017 by title only and place it before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 14017, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service row office employees. Remove the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service row office employees hired on or after July 1, 2011.
Per title, is there any question or comment from members of council? Any question or comment from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14017 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 14018. It's under my sponsorship. I would like, without objection, to add Councilman Street as a co-sponsor to this particular legislation as it deals with the Route 9 corridor, and the Route 9 corridor just happens to be Main Street for that part of his district.
Mr. Pro Tem.
Councilman Smiley.
With all due respect, I live along Route 9, so I wouldn't mind being there. I think I'm the only one.
It says Councilman Smiley is the only person who lives on Route 9 who also make him a co-sponsor. Councilman Cartier.
I'd just like to say the way you put that, the Main Street of that area, that's a great way of conceptualizing the future that we're going to bring to this part of Newcastle County.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilman Bell, yes, you're a co-sponsor.
Thank you, sir. grew up in the area, spent my whole life in that area pretty much, and up until the change of districts, represented part of the Route 9 corridor, and still along with Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley, represent the fine people of the town of Newcastle South. This is very important for the area. We're talking now about the library and making sure that sufficient property is purchased to clean up some of the area along Newcastle Avenue and afford some of the benefits that other folks throughout Newcastle County have enjoyed for years. And, you know, our area, in the immediate area of Newcastle Avenue, greater Newcastle area, has not benefited as well sometimes as the other areas. So this is an excellent piece of legislation. Proud to be a co-sponsor.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, just for the record, my home is not one of the seven, although I did ask before Mr. Mattis vanished into the sunset, and he said no.
Let the record reflect that Councilman Smalley's home is not one of the seven that we're going to buy because of foreclosure. And any further comment from Councilman Street?
Well, earlier in the day, I did express my gratitude and appreciation for the program. I'd like to thank everybody who has been a part of making this come about. By the same token, I don't want us to lose sight, as we get excited about new things that are happening, lose sight of the fact that prior to this happening, seven people lost their homes. And how we get here is still not a pretty picture. And I'm just as concerned about that as I am pleased with the progress that's going to be made.
Thank you, Councilman Street. I could not agree with you more. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo the comments of Councilman Cartier in terms of thinking in terms of villages and main streets. And although we've got a long way to go with Route 9, these are positive first steps. They'll be looked on it later on when we have a village there is important step. Going back to 1991, as a younger attorney, Leonard Soffren and I were involved in a pro bono lawsuit against the state of Delaware when they were going to build the women's prison along a railroad track that ran along Route 9, thinking that someday in the future there would have to be a rail. There would need to be a use of it for a bike path. That was a seed planted decades ago. But you never know where it's going to go. And today, you know, we're seeing that seed progress. And so we should be proud of what we're doing today.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Councilman Smalley?
Yeah, just for the record, just a little bit west of that, we now have a greenways trail that runs along the side of the women's prison.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Any other comment or question from members of council? The record will reflect that Councilman Street, Councilwoman Diller, Councilman Bell, and Councilman Smalley are co-sponsors for this legislation. I would just like to say that this was part of my district before we expanded the county council, and I still hold this area dear to my heart. We have a lot to work, continue to do in that area. In addition to the $500,000 in this particular appropriation, if this ordinance is adopted tonight, there are additional NSP funds, neighborhood stabilization funds, to accompany this $500,000, and I think that would be a real boost in the arm for that community along the Route 9 corridor. Any further comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Any member of the public have a comment or question regarding ordinance number 14018? Please come forward.
Thank you. Oh, you're talking to him.
Good evening.
Good evening.
President Pro Tem and distinguished council members, my name is Lee Jarman, and I too live along Route 9 corridor. Now, I consider the Route 9 corridor to be that space between Route 13 North and Newcastle Avenue. I had an interesting conversation with one of my grandsons about a week or so ago. I picked him up from school, and we got near the public safety building on DuPont Highway, and I had to stop for the red light. So he looked at me and asked me, what was that large building straight ahead? And I said, large building? And he said, yeah. I said, all that steam coming out of it. What was that construction site in South Bridge? It's just as high as some of the buildings are in Wilmington. Then we look to our left, where the county council, county public safety buildings was located. And that mound of dirt around that building, the landfill. And on top of that, the odor that comes from Pellucca compost. So he says, "Grandpa, what are we doing about that?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I know that you're involved." I said, "Yes, we are." I said, "I'm working with a group of civic presidents along the Route 9 corridor to begin to address these kind of issues. Those issues include the environment, economic development, employment, and education." So I stand here tonight thanking council for the action that you are going to take to approve this amendment. We really appreciate any help that we can get. I've got a lot of faith in the council and the whole council as a whole. And I certainly appreciate the sponsors, all the sponsors of this legislation. So with that being said, I just want you to know that along Route 9 corridor, we're looking forward to your help as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jarman. Hold on, there may be questions. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Mr. Jarman, I want to thank you on behalf of all citizens for your leadership in the Route 9 corridor. Had the pleasure of speaking with you before.
Yes.
You bring a broad insight to the issue. In a few weeks, I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C. to represent the county and the National Association of Counties. I've been passionately active in clean air issues. Mm-hmm. In the Energy, Environment, and Land Use Steering Committee. It's a tool that we can use in the Route 9 corridor because historically, dirty air affects all of us, but it particularly affects those on the south side of major cities because the winds tend to blow from north to south.
Right.
So they put the railroad tracks on the south side of every major city in this country that has those breezes, that's most of them. And when the old expression, the wrong side of the tracks, they were referring to the people that live south of town. And that's where they stuck all the air pollution. So that's why the cancer rates and the asthma rates and the allergy rates are higher in the south part of Wilmington. We need to work together in a broad coalition to use clean air as a tool to fight back.
Yes, thank you for that comment.
Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Jarman? Any comment from other members of council? Thank you, Mr. Jarman.
Again, thank you.
And please be assured that there are a number of members of council, if not all, that are very concerned about the Route 9 corridor, as evidenced by the number of folk who wanted to co-sponsor tonight. And I know that Councilwoman Kilpatrick has also addressed the issue that you mentioned, the environmental injustice that's going on in that area. So council is aware, and we stand willing to help. And that's just one or two of us. It's most of council. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Any other member of the public have a question or comment on ordinance number 14018? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 14018.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, attend the roll call. Reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 14018 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to item J's. We have four item J's tonight. Resolution number 14057, 58, 59, and 60. We'll begin with resolution 14057. Mr. Powers, Mr. Tackett. Honoring the life of Sylvia Walther.
I move that resolution 14-57 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-057, honoring the life of Sylvia B. Walther and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Mr. Powers.
Yes, as you all probably can read, Sylvia Walther passed away. She was in my district, Councilman Tackett, but we kind of split it. It was also across the road, used to be Councilman Smiley's, the part of the farm. Walther Farm, she was 65 years a 4-H leader for Bear 4-H. She really touched a lot of children in the area, opening up her farm to allow them to do projects on her farm, raising pigs and sheep and cattle. And it's just a shame that she passed away. She fell and had a blood clot, went in to have the blood clot taken care of. They found two masks, and really what killed her was the blood clot. So anyway, she was a good lady. Councilman Tackett also knew her pretty well.
Any additional comment from members of council?
Yeah. All right.
Councilman Tackett.
Just brief comments. I mean, that's thing is, yes, I guess I could jokingly say, you know, I had the produce stand on my side and Smiley had the cows on his side. But, yeah, I would stop there and buy all my fresh vegetables in the stand and always chat with Sylvia. She was always a wealth of knowledge, and she would always like to reminisce about her childhood and the way things were there and how things have progressed. And, you know, she was never very happy with development. She was a very humble lady that lived in a very small little ranch house, and she never had any intentions of, you know, selling that farm right on Route 40. She could have sold that at any time, probably, and been a millionaire, but she was very happy living a very subtle life, wearing her overalls and working that little produce stand.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Any further comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Buller. Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14057 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 14058. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President pro tem. Move that resolution number 14-058 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14058, honoring the life of Joanne M. Diana Sopransky and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you. Joanne Sopransky was the wife of the former chief of police for the Delaware River Bay Authority. He is retired, and they were married 55 years. Joanne was kind of a corner piece when it came to the St. Hedwig's Elementary School and the church. She began what was really an amazing long career and friendship with everyone at St. Hedwig's Elementary School, where she was the secretary for more than 25 years. She was extremely active at St. Hedwig's Church, serving on the parish council, the finance council, St. Vincent de Paul Society, worked her heart out at the Polish Festival each year for the school and the church. And she received a number of recognitions and awards through her lifetime, but more importantly, she'll be missed by her family.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comment from members of council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 14058.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14058 is hereby adopted. Moving on to Resolution 14059, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that Resolution 14-059 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 14059, congratulating Adam James Desch for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This gentleman lives in my district with his parents, Michael and Virginia Desch. His project to earn Eagle Scout was to install a habitat garden in Fairfield Crest Park in Newark, Delaware, which I believe is in Councilwoman Diller's district. And he goes to the Troop 20, which is St. Peter and Paul Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Of course, means that he joins the ranks of one of our future community leaders, and I'm proud he's going on to college next year. So I'm proud to sponsor this resolution.
Any further comment from members of council? Any comment from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 14059.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call fails 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14059 is hereby adopted. Moving on to Resolution 14060, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that Resolution 14-060 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14060, honoring the life and legacy of Nancy Dolan Bugart.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. Nancy is the mother of a close friend of mine, like a sister to me, Mimi Bugart, who served in County Council, 83 to 86. I had the pleasure of working on her campaign. I knew her mother and father very well. Her father passed away in 1980 from cancer. Nancy just passed away Saturday in her daughter Sally's home, Sally and David Dryden, where she'd been there for a long illness. Just the highlights of her life, if you can say that. She was active in St. John the Beloved and St. Peter's Cathedral Church. She worked at Salesianum School Development Office for 15 years. She volunteered on Meals on Wheels, and she was a mother to all of us who knew her.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Any further comment from members of Council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 14060.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 14060 is hereby adopted. We have no item case tonight. That means introduction or consideration of emergency ordinances. Does anybody from Council have any final comment? Seeing none, I'm sorry, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. Pro Tem, I'll be brief. And I feel like I was remiss when Mr. Jarman came up here and I didn't say anything. But what I do feel compelled to say now is all the problems in my council district, this council, as a council, did not create. They didn't get created on our watch. And I'm under no illusion that they're all the problems are going to get resolved on our watch. But I am truly, truly grateful for the support and enthusiasm and what I see as progress being made with the help of this entire council and leaders in the community such as Mr. Jarman and all the things that you did before we increased the number of council seats. And I'm the first one to raise hand when I think something's wrong, and I just feel obligated tonight for whatever reason to say thank you to everybody for your support and your encouragement.
Thank you, Councilman Street. I appreciate your comments. Any further comment, final comment from members of Council? Any member of the public have a desire to address Council on County Council-related business? Here's your opportunity.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.